Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Intelligent Transport Podcast. My name is Halima Haq. I'm the editorial assistant of Intelligent Transport and your host for today. Joining me for this episode is Jennifer Sanders, co-founder and executive director of the North Texas Innovation Alliance. Today, we'll be discussing the role of NTXIA in driving innovation in the public transportation sector. Thank you so much for joining me, Jen. It's great to have you with us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Brilliant. Now let's get right into it. Before we begin, could you provide our listeners with an overview of the North Texas Innovation Alliance and how it contributes to driving innovation in the public transport sector, particularly in terms of fostering connectivity and sustainability?
Absolutely. Well, the North Texas Innovation Alliance is a coalition of nearly 50 stakeholders across sector with the goal to really cross barriers internal to organizations, between organizations, and between sectors to create a more connected, smart, and resilient region. And really what we mean by this is how do we take the largest priorities, the largest challenges in the region, and work together collectively to find efficiencies and speed to solution. So we try and support all of our members together in looking at cross-jurisdictional solutions. Public transport in North Texas obviously crosses many of the county lines, includes many of the cities throughout the region. And so we really look at what is that connectivity and those services amongst the region, but also for cities that are not part of the DART system. How do we make sure that there's connectivity for residents to get to where they need to go if at some point they need to utilize part of the region that is not on the public transport system?
Thank you for that insightful overview, Jen. It's certainly a big organization, so I'm really looking forward to learning a bit more about what the Alliance does and its role in North Texas. NTXIA's Immersive Innovation Program has garnered quite a bit of attention for its hands-on learning experiences and also field trips. So how does this program embody the Alliance's commitment to driving forward-thinking solutions in public transportation, and what inspired the creation of this initiative?
Well, really, it's what we found in that some smart cities initiatives or some public transport innovation is very hard to wrap your head around if you can't see it, touch it, understand it, and speak to the entities that are working actively on it. And so what we've realized is by going to peers, by going to innovation centers and organizations and taking these field trips, we also realized that to be able to really focus on these areas, we have to get people out of the office, we have to get them into the field and be able to really understand together how is this all relevant to North Texas, to the Innovation Alliance, and again, have these light bulb moments amongst groups that perhaps hadn't realized how beneficial it is to look at these initiatives collaboratively and in a creative fashion. So we really have loved the feedback thus far. We bring everyone together. There were a lot of light bulb moments at our immersive innovation last week. And so we're really looking forward to developing the three remainder in 2024 and being able to see what are the different types of facilities that can support all of our entities and different approaches to innovation. And I think as well, just quickly, how we're looking at different facilities and how they operate in the different focus areas that they embody. So our first one, which was at the University of North Texas, their ECAT Center, it's entirely focused on mobility. And being at a university, they have everything from obviously advanced research in a number of areas. They have several different types of testing facilities. So if we're looking at things like electrification, at the role of 5G connectivity, of AI, of UAV, and how does that integrate into an overall transport ecosystem? That was a really great closed environment to look at that. Similar to the University of Texas at Dallas Innovation Quarter, that really looks at how does the city and the university create formal collaborations and formal initiatives to be able to move forward together. So it's already, you know, a foundational example of the cross-sector collaboration. And that really integrates DART as an example, a Dallas area rapid transit. But the stop at UT Dallas is actually the most heavily trafficked bus route on the DART system. And so that really provides an immediate opportunity to look at high traffic impact and have that massive data set to be able to really understand behavioral change, trip length change, and whatnot.
That's truly fascinating, Jen. It's really nice to see that the program plays a pivotal role in translating these ideas into action within the actual transport industry. As we're all aware, sustainability is increasingly becoming a focal point in the transportation sector. How does NTXIA integrate sustainability principles into its initiatives? And what role does sustainability play in shaping the future of public transport innovation in North Texas?
You know, I think it always comes down to what is the core problem we're trying to solve. So really getting to those key use cases at the inset and finding that North Star where everyone, where it's intuitive to collaborate to reach these goals is critical. And something that unfortunately North Texas is experiencing overall right now is the Environmental Protection Agency issues air quality designations. And the North Texas region has just been downgraded to severe non-attainment in different elements of air quality. And so sometimes that added pressure increases motivation for movement and for taking on large scale, high impact projects that perhaps would have taken longer to get there from both a practical and an investment standpoint. And public transport and the connectivity there. So when we think very heavily at NTXIA, again, about multimodal, about what are the correlating challenges that feed into sustainability, crossover with mobility. And every year, our members, you know, essentially vote on the top six priorities that they'd like to focus on this year. And mobility and connectivity and sustainability throughout our existence have always been three of those priorities. And so the approach really is, again, it's to get multiple departments within single entities all together in a room, as well as entities like the airport and the public transport system, transportation and public works departments at other public entities, and the private sector coming in and bringing their subject matter expertise and thought leadership from clients around the globe. And so really what we're doing is we're trying to play a fractional innovation officer, if you will. And I always say I want to bring people much smarter than I am to the table to be able to really help all entities to learn as quickly as possible so they really have the information they need to know what's required to execute the solutions that are correct and that are the best fit, and then help them find the resources to be able to execute those programs. Sustainability is a key piece of DART strategy, of each city strategy. And so a lot of it is, you know, pure play transfer, replacement of vehicles, a lot of looking at electrification, obviously. Hydrogen is becoming a hot topic as well in terms of what part does that play within the larger system. And I think, you know, DART for a very long time, as it looks at multimodal, has been looking at trip efficiency, have been looking at things like dedicated lanes and signals is a project that we're part of right now around freight. And so freight optimization, obviously that's a massive source of emissions. And so we're looking at how does that impact from obviously from an emissions standpoint, from a time of trip, from a quality of life for those single occupancy vehicles, and then really expanding that dedicated lane and those signal optimization to other forms of transportation. So we're really excited about the movement regionally that's being led by our Council of Governments and the active participation across the region.
Speaking of innovation, our podcast sponsor, Discover Global Network, the fastest growing global payment network, is improving the way that we pay for transit services around the world. Discover Global Network has over 345 million cardholders worldwide and processes millions of transactions each day. At Intelligent Transport, we're always keen to highlight solutions that enhance the passenger experience. And Discover Global Network is doing exactly that by offering a more seamless and efficient way to pay than ever before. And what is truly impressive is that Discover Global Network is committed to enhancing travel with solutions that enable transit agencies to improve passenger experiences, lower operating costs, and reduce fraud liability risk. For more information on the company's innovative solutions, visit discoverglobalnetwork.com today. Now let's get back to the episode. Fantastic. It's just inspiring to hear about the integrated approach that is being taken. Of course, you've mentioned multiple times throughout of the importance of collaboration in the work that NTXIA does. So can you please elaborate on the Alliance's role in fostering collaboration between these various stakeholders, including the public and private sectors, to propel public transport innovation forward?
I think, you know, a lot of our role in promoting collaboration is really the convening aspect of it. You know, as we find and as we know, getting everyone in a room is really the first step. Often there is not enough time, enough staff internally to be able to focus on the larger strategy, to really look at things outside of the organization itself. So one of it is getting people in a room. The second is finding those North Star outcomes and looking at how those are common across entities. And so ways that we facilitate, you know, we Again, the regional planning organization has officially designated connectivity as a mode of transport. And so that really integrates the networks, whether that's 5G, how do you get to vehicle to vehicle, vehicle to infrastructure work, and how do you make sure that that connectivity also plays a part in supporting remote work as a strategy toward reduced emissions and improved sustainability, and also empowering that infrastructure to do all kinds of other things and other goals that the region has for itself. And so understanding that and then moving forward and working with different jurisdictions that were making heavy investments in both transportation and broadband, saying, how can we do that more efficiently together? And that involved, in one case, multiple cities coming together in a formal partnership to do a collective procurement so that they knew they had those standards and consistency at the front end, and also saved a great deal of costs in the implementation of that network, which in turn helps facilitate improvements in the connectivity to create more efficient transport. And so we really look at how do we find the solutions, find the innovative approaches to it through our partners across the country and the world, and understanding how they got it done, and then really putting all of the people in the room, in large measure, which includes private sector partners, who really do bring that thought leadership, bring opportunities for pilot programs and those connection points to be able to really understand what's worked, what hasn't, and how did it get done. So those are some of the ways that we try and play an active role in getting these projects off the ground or in the ground.
That's brilliant. It's just nice to get a bit more insight into the role that the Alliance does take in fostering collaboration among these diverse stakeholders. So thank you for sharing that with us, Jen. Looking beyond North Texas, how do you envision NTXIA's role in influencing national conversations and policies regarding public transport innovation, connectivity, and sustainability?
Relationships are key in all things, and we, over the years, have established relationships with more than 100 municipalities, certainly across the world, other regions, other transport systems, and federal government agencies in order to really have the same impact around understanding together. Several cities and us, you know, will come together on federal grant opportunities. At this point, a lot of the federal government grants include a policy component, include a collaboration component, and cross-jurisdictional. And so to build off of the policy requirements and the regional collaboration and innovation hubs that are often a prerequisite with the federal government as we look to craft those applications, really speaking to here's how we could execute this, here are the barriers that currently exist within policy, and how can we push toward changes in policy, changes in zoning, changes in decision-making process, which has implications nationally. In the U.S., there's often regional and state level differences between policy mandates. And so we really have to look at to what extent do those need to be customized recommendations, for an example, and in what phases does it make sense to approach nationally. One of the actions that NTXIA has taken along with peers in the last several years, we formally created an organization called the National Smart Coalitions Partnership, which it represents seven different states and entities that are similarly structured, and what we're all trying to do and how do we work in lockstep amongst very different geographies across the country to make those types of changes, to really advocate for our communities and what we need in order to be successful in goals, which certainly involve mobility and sustainability in very high measure.
Thank you for delving into that, Jen. It's intriguing to see the work that NTXIA is already doing beyond Texas, and also the potential impact that it could have as well. As we come to the end of the podcast episode today, I wanted to shift our focus to the theme of the future by asking you, how does NTXIA plan to ensure that future transportation innovations benefit all communities across North Texas, particularly those that may be underserved or marginalized?
Equity is a key component of everything we do in a lot of different areas, transport included, and certainly in broadband access is another that we heavily focus on. But I think, you know, there are certain parts of the region that are dramatically underserved, to your point, and that's a historical result of a lot of policies decades and decades ago. But the point being that there are concentrated pockets throughout parts of Dallas specifically, you know, that are more than 50% transit dependent. It is their only mode of transport. And in some cases where they need to go to get to good paying jobs that improve their economic mobility are very challenging, or have gaps where that make it very, very difficult to maintain jobs that pay what will, again, get them out of poverty. And so our vision and really what we're working on enhancing or certainly amplifying that's already in the works are things like point-to-point, last-mile public transport options that get directly to the employer. And the Inland Port of Dallas is a major, major employer. And then there is a gap between the last DART station and getting to that facility. And so what the Inland Port has done is created a transportation management association in partnership with DART to create shuttle last mile solutions. As one example, there are nonprofits that also partner for point to point for things like medical appointments. So obviously when we think about equity, it impacts every area of an individual or a family's life, and access to all of those resources are all necessary in order to promote that station. So, you know, a lot of it is providing efficient and reliable transport in those gaps, and then also providing items like Go Link zones, which is something that DART has done, and we supported the expansion of those, and that does provide that door-to-door service within communities as well. So again, there's a number of areas, but we really see employment, basic services like healthcare and grocery store access, and then, you know, the ability to navigate in short distances is a key equity challenge that we've heard directly from communities, and which impacts lots of pieces as well. So we really see that, and that involves obviously working with employment centers, different types of transport associations, public transit, and most importantly, direct with the community to really understand what would be most impactful to them before we plunge forward on a solution that may or may not solve the problem.
It's really nice to see the various ways that the Alliance is working to sort of address this and tackle this issue. Finally, as we conclude today's podcast episode, it's crucial to consider the evolving landscape of public transportation and its implications for the future of mobility in North Texas. So, what key trends or developments do you foresee having a significant impact, and how is NTXIA preparing to adapt to these changes?
No, thank you so much for that. I think that the North Texas region, as many globally know, was designed to be very car dependent. And so there's a lot of large scale and smaller scale trends and technologies and solutions that we believe will help facilitate both movements from single occupancy vehicle to transit, and also looking at the primary methods of and reasons for transport, which in large measure are logistics and trucking. And so I think as we're looking at what are ways to get people more efficiently on public transit, how are we looking at goods movement, which, you know, in large measure, there's often congestion based on freight in areas that would be best served by moving people in bus systems on surface streets. And so programs like looking at technology for signal optimization and utilization of machine learning and AI in order to improve that traffic flow, we believe that efficiency will get more people on transit, and utilizing new technologies like drones and UAVs to also provide equitable and efficient transport as part of the larger system. And that obviously involves working closely with folks like the DFW Airport and integrating their innovation and initiatives beyond their boundaries into transporting connections that then get everyone throughout the region. And one more thing that I would say is one of the things that we're looking at actively supporting or certainly participating in is really around World Cup planning. And so one of the things that we've done thus far is to pull many stakeholders across sector that will be involved or impacted by an event of that scale together. And again, looking at what are their biggest concerns with having that event for us to be successful, and how can innovation really play a part in that? And in many, many, many factors do relate to the movement of people using public transport, using different methods of transportation to support this influx of individuals for this time period. And the biggest point in terms of looking forward in the long term is really the major investments and logistical and operational changes and testing for this event. We believe those investments can carry forward far beyond that event. So if we're thinking strategically about what would most impact residents after the event, using that catalyst, we think will be very effective. And we're working with sports commissions and other host cities around the country to similarly talk through how they're approaching these things. What can we learn? What can we do together in order to move forward at a broad level, new strategies to take us into the future? So I think leveraging points in time like the World Cup really allow for, again, for moving forward on strategies that were not necessarily elevated to the forefront prior.
Absolutely. That sounds incredibly promising. NTXIA is certainly doing a lot of work behind the scenes, so I'm looking forward to seeing its continued efforts in driving innovation in transport in North Texas, but also beyond. Sadly, that is all that we have time for today. Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to join me for this episode and for sharing your insights with our audience. The Innovation Alliance is undoubtedly making significant strides in the realm of public transport innovation, and your expertise has really shed some light on its crucial role, so I'm sure our listeners will agree with me. Thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we go, a quick note to our listeners. I hope that you all enjoyed today's episode. If you're keen to hear more about other key topics from within the transport industry, then please do make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on our future episodes. You can listen to every episode of our podcast, both past and future, on our website, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as any other platform that you usually listen on. On behalf of myself and Jen, thank you all for your time and for listening to us today. Until next time, thank you and goodbye.